8:19 on Connect FM, and your morning connection for a Wednesday continuing on. We are on the doorstep of spring, and we are ready now this morning on this Wednesday morning for a nice pre-spring chat with Shirley DeRue. She's executive director of Downtown Du Bois. And Shirley, are you ready for spring?
Oh my goodness, am I ever ready?
I think maybe you were ready a couple of programs ago, right?
Most certainly.
I think we all are. It will get here. It comes around every year, you know?
It does. It does. But winter, for whatever reason at this point, you're just ready for it to be on its way out, and we'll revisit it in another 10 months.
Yeah, we'll get there too. And it always comes around, but sometimes it's a little stubborn to let go of its grip on our area. But it is great to be able to talk with you again to see what is going on, not just in Downtown Du Bois, even though that is the organization that you are responsible for, but really throughout the Du Bois area, because a lot of these things do affect the entire area. And what we want to begin talking about is the Hometown Heroes banners. You just last week had that retirement ceremony to kind of put the older ones, the ones that had suffered a lot of those winters.
Yes.
Were really showing the wear and tear. Put those to rest, but then to introduce a new program for those Hometown Heroes banners. So what can we expect to see in the upcoming months?
So there's actually going to be three phases to this, I guess. Initially, we are now reaching out to businesses. Mm-hmm. We are going to do a Pennsylvania 250 banner that will hopefully be up from May until end of October, beginning of November.
Great.
And that is for businesses to participate and sponsor a banner. Mm-hmm. So this way we have something commemorating the 250th anniversary.
Yeah, we should definitely be celebrating that.
Yes. And in that time, though, that will give us time to take in applications for the new Hometown Hero banners. Mm-hmm. And we will do the first round that will go up in November.
Okay.
And everything is timed around, what a lot of people don't realize is it's timed around the public works when they are taking down or putting up the Christmas lights. So everything is dependent upon them and the weather.
Yeah.
So they do that whenever the weather cooperates. So it's not just a, well, why isn't, you know, this taking place? Well, there's factors behind it.
Sure. And that's quite a project to get all of those banners put up properly.
It is. So we're going to do the first round for November, and those will stay up for 2 years. But we're not going to fill all the polls. Mm-hmm. Come spring of next year, then we will announce applications that will go up that following November. Mm-hmm. For the second round.
Okay.
And then every year or after that, so they'll be up for 2 years. I feel like this is so confusing. They'll be up for two years.
It's making sense to me.
Yes. So but then we will retire them.
Okay.
We're following formats of a lot of other communities that have a well-oiled program that it runs, and there's no issues, no concerns, and everybody understands how the program works.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, for the past 8 years, it's just been what it's been.
Yeah.
But they are not intended to be up for more than 2 to 3 years unless you're taking them down and cleaning them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Again, we have too many poles.
Sure.
And too many banners to do that. Other communities only have 50 to 75 banners. We have 300. It all plays together. And so this is the route we need to go with the program in order to respectfully, have them on display, to honor our veterans appropriately. It's just for the betterment of the program that it runs this way.
Understood. So. And we'll be definitely staying in touch with you about that as we go through these different phases. And of course, as it progresses, it'll be less confusing.
Yes, yes.
Once as we it may get seem it right now.
In circulation and get everything moving, it'll all fall into place.
Most definitely.
Change is sometimes very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you get into it, you're like, okay, now I can see why this was for the better.
Sure.
It's just a matter of overcoming that first hurdle or obstacle of making that change and putting it into play.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the explanation of that. And again, we will... We'll keep our finger on the pulse as that program moves forward.
Great.
Now, something that will probably be a little easier to get into the details of is Hop and Shop.
Hop and Shop.
It is coming up here.
It is coming up Saturday, March 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's our third annual Hop and Shop. We're going to do similar to like what we did with Shop Small Saturday,
yeah,
where the bags will be at select locations to pick them up.
It's a great idea.
Yes. So you can already get started that morning, whether you're going for your coffee at Deja Brew or you're starting at Calhoun's and working your way through town, whatever. They will be at select locations. We're already putting together the map, which will tell you where who has the bags and who are participating businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some sidewalk chalk art things happening, an Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. We are doing an Easter egg hunt with the Curbside Collective, which is a kids market. They will be set up here in the downtown. The egg hunt will be in the lot next door to the Free Medical Clinic. Mm-hmm. And we are trying to work out some details about possibly a breakfast pancake.
Oh boy.
As well. I'm hoping to have more details. I'm waiting for, because another organization is coming on and they're going to spearhead that. So there's some last minute details that are still coming together, but each of the, there'll be 100 bags. The next tier $5 coupons are in there and I already have a stack of stuff from a bunch of businesses of their promotional coupons, sales flyers, all of that.
Super.
Everything will be in those bags.
And that is just 10 days away, believe it or not, because Easter is right around the corner and Hop and Shop gets us into that Easter and spring season.
Yes,
right?
It does.
All right. And one last note here before we've got a call it quits here, Shirley, is the spring cleanup. That's not too far away. It's going to be next month. Tell us more.
Yes, Saturday, April 18th, 8:30 a.m. till noon. We will be meeting at the Luigi's Terrace, thanks to Mr. Eddie Tate and Mia. They so graciously open up for us every year. They are big supporters of the spring cleanup. We are looking to add some more volunteers this year. Myself and Wendy Way, we are taking those calls and messages and getting people added to the list and figuring out the zones or the designated areas for the cleanup crews. So there's a lot of stuff in, you know, comes together for that as
well. Exactly. There's a lot to clean up.
There's a lot to clean up and it's not just downtown and it's not just the former city.
Yeah.
Like last year we expanded into what was Sandy Township, which is now all the city of DuBois, but, we would like to expand even further because there's more areas that need some TLC.
Most definitely is. The new city of DuBois is bigger.
It is.
And that means there's a lot more to be cleaned up, and we always look forward to that. So, Shirley, thanks so much for the
update.
You're
welcome. And, thank you.
In another 2 weeks on that famous first day of April,
I know.
We'll have another update, all right?
All right, sounds great.
Thank you.
Thank you.